From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. Coming up, State Farm is sharing some of its profits with policyholders after having success last year. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers are calling on the state to investigate crimes connected to Jeffrey Epstein that targeted Illinois victims. Democratic state representatives announced legislation that would create the Illinois Epstein Files Investigation Commission. Here's Democratic state representative Abdel Nasser Rashid.
We're doing this because Illinois can't afford to wait for Washington. When the Trump administration fails survivors of trafficking and sexual abuse, Illinois needs to step up, and other states, frankly, need to step up.
The announcement comes after Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said he, quote, isn't close to his cousin Thomas Pritzker, who was named in early releases of the Epstein files. Thomas Pritzker hasn't been accused of crimes, but the disclosures resulted in his resignation as chairman of Hyatt Hotels. Four Democrats running for Chicago area congressional seats have banded together. They are calling on four other candidates to reject their financial support from pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC. This comes as the U.S. and Israel launch offensive airstrikes in Iran, a move that AIPAC applauds. In a joint statement, Daniel Biss, Robert Peters, Junaid Ahmed, and Anthony Driver Jr. call it an illegal regime change war. The group goes on to say the AIPAC-backed candidates are issuing, quote, vague statements of general disapproval. Laura Fine belittled the group statement as, quote, guilt by association attacks, while Melissa Conyers-Irvin sidestepped the statement and called the war immoral. Melissa Bean and Donna Miller have not responded to requests for comments on the joint statement. A woman is suing the state of Illinois because she says the state prison system forced her to give birth before she was due. Amy Hicks was an inmate at the Logan Correctional Center in Lincoln in early 2024 for a drug conviction. Hicks says that, over her objections, she was taken to a hospital and labor was induced 2 weeks before her due date. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit on behalf of Hicks, saying the Illinois Department of Corrections policy to schedule early deliveries violates both the state reproductive health Act and the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. The state has declined to comment on the litigation. Hicks says she objected to the state policy to everyone she talked with, including doctors, nurses, and prison officials. She filed grievances, which were denied or ignored, and she says she was told it was an unalterable state policy. A lot of veterans carry invisible trauma and wounds after their service ends, and often those struggles are overlooked. IPM Student Newsroom's Jakia Hines reports on a local effort to give recognition and support to veterans.
Robbie Walker is a retired veteran in Champaign County who leads Invisible Healing Wounds, a group that helps connect veterans with resources and community. Walker says a lack of awareness about the challenges veterans face can make life more difficult.
You see the different spectrums that people go through and serve that the average person may not be aware of. Sometimes people are triggered and they don't know what those triggers are.
Walker helped organize a Black History Month event Saturday where speakers emphasized the historical legacies and sacrifices of Black veterans. He says he hopes events like these build understanding and help veterans feel honored. I'm Jakia Hines, IPM News.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, State Farm is sharing some of its profits with policyholders after having success last year. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 46 degrees, with a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low of 40 degrees, an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 55 degrees, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low of 48 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in a high of 63 degrees, with the south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation reflecting on Jewish life and history in Central Illinois. We'll hear from an archivist for an oral history project and a longtime member of the community. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. State Farm had a good year in 2025, and the company is sharing some of its profits with insurancy policyholders. Charlie Schlenker has more.
State Farm says it had net income of nearly $13 billion last year. That's more than double the net income from 2024. State Farm ended the year with a net worth of $170 billion, up nearly $25 billion over the year. The growth comes from improved operations and largely from investment increases. The Bloomington-based company is announcing the largest dividend in company history, a $5 billion give back to State Farm Mutual auto policyholders. CEO John Farney says the dividend works out to an average of $100 per vehicle for 49 million vehicles. Those payments will begin this summer. It's more than twice the size of the previous record dividend for State Farm, which came during the pandemic when people cut back on driving. Farney acknowledges State Farm Mutual has had mixed operational performance in auto lines in the last few years.
We managed through that period with discipline, and we now have the financial strength to keep our promises and to put our results to work for customers.
In addition, the company has reduced auto rates by about 10% in more than 40 states, including Illinois. Chief Operating Officer Chris Schell says the rate reduction totaled $4.5 billion.
We saw positive trends in auto collisions. So think lower repair costs when cars have accidents. Now, that's not just a State Farm phenomenon, that it was across the entire industry. But it did drive meaningful improvement to our bottom line underwriting results.
State Farm reports its auto lines had a $4.6 billion underwriting gain. That compares to a 2024 loss of $2.7 billion. While lauding the results on the auto side, Chris Schell is less enthusiastic about the home insurance landscape. Schell describes the results as a tale of two cities.
The combined dynamics of increasing frequency and severity of storms, particularly severe convective storms, has pushed the rising cost to repair and rebuild and the cost of reinsurance up significantly. And so we've had to react to that.
State Farm's underwriting loss for non-auto property coverage was $3.1 billion. That's about 8% of earned premiums. The result is actually $500 million better than the loss in 2024. Last year, State Farm Mutual and its affiliates paid $15 billion in claims to customers who suffered catastrophe losses. A third of that is from Southern California wildfires, though with rebuilds getting underway, the California tally could rise a couple more billion bucks. Schell says Midwest hailstorms also played a part in the property and casualty results.
You have all of the roofs that are exposed to a lot of the hail. And so we've just seen absolute record numbers of events, and the cost to repair that has been significant. So we are seeing perhaps maybe a different trend line with the homeowners than on the commercial side.
And that homeowner loss was with no major hurricane hitting land in the U.S. last year. CEO John Farney says State Farm tried to anticipate the impact of tariffs on the insurance sector last year.
I would say it's been reasonably moderate, the impact that tariffs have had so far.
The Supreme Court has invalidated some tariffs. The administration is moving to find mechanisms to replace those duties. Does State Farm anticipate changes in auto cost patterns or repair and replacement costs because of the tariffs? Here's Chief Financial Officer Mark Schwamberger.
You know, parts and labor and new car prices, we actually had a decline in those coverages year over year in terms of the pure premium, as we call it, the frequency and severity. Now, we do expect a reversion to the mean, an increase in that going forward. But again, within a reasonable range, and it's really not driving any of our premium or rate indications as we look forward.
State Farm CEO John Farney says there's always some uncertainty in pricing auto insurance. Tariffs add to that. But so far, State Farm has been able to manage it. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Isabella Nieto, Mawa Iqbal, Reginald Hardwick, Jakia Hines, and Charlie Schlenker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.